Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God instructed Moses to approach the elders of Israel and tell them that the God of their fathers had appeared to him. God assured Moses that he had taken note of the Israelites' treatment at the hands of the Egyptians. God promised through Moses that he would bring them out of the land of bondage to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. He would bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey. God told Moses that the elders shall hearken to your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Exodus 3:18. The Israelites had been in Egyptian bondage for more than 400 years. God had prepared Moses to become the leader who would bring them out of bondage to freedom in the wilderness. God assured Moses that the elders of the people would listen to his voice. Both Moses and the elders were to approach the Egyptian Pharaoh and say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. We cannot be sure how much the Egyptian Pharaoh knew about the Hebrew religion. But we can be sure that Pharaoh had no intention of letting the slaves leave Egypt. Slaves were a great source of wealth to the Egyptians. Letting them go into the wilderness was the last thing the Egyptian leaders had on their minds. Egypt was the most powerful nation on earth. They would use their military power, if necessary, to prevent the slaves from going into the wilderness. The Egyptians had hundreds of gods. They almost certainly did not know the God of the Hebrews. They probably believed their gods were more powerful than the God of the Hebrews. So the plea of the Israelites for permission to go 3 days' journey into the wilderness to worship God and to sacrifice to Him fell on deaf ears. But God would not allow the hard-heartedness of the Egyptian Pharaoh to prevent His people from their desire to be free. God was preparing Moses and the Israelites for the miraculous events that would come to pass. The Jews would be delivered by the power of God. Very few incidents in the life of the Jewish people were so magnificent and so inspiring as the Exodus from Egypt. The prophets continually reminded the Jews of God's great mercy and power in delivering them from the most powerful nation on earth. The prophet said, in effect, You were slaves in Egypt, but God, by His infinite power, brought you out with a mighty hand. The psalmist provides this overview of what occurred. Our fathers did not understand thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so that he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the land of their enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Psalm 106:7-11. Christians should find great inspiration and hope in this powerful story in the Old Testament. It reminds us of God's great power, love, and mercy. The Apostle Paul referred to some of the events surrounding the Exodus from Egypt and then said, Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. We learn from this great story that God always keeps His promises, but not necessarily on our time schedule. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.